Dede Kukut and the Angel of Death. Hello, this is Natasha, and this is a story that was recommended by Adem, who is one of our listeners from Turkey. Adem works in a primary school in a small village, and his students are between 7 and 11 years old. They like to listen to stories from other cultures, and Adem also thought it would be nice if everyone else could hear a story from Turkey. It's a traditional tale, and it has a slightly scary title. It's called Dede Kukut and the Angel of Death. There was once a great warrior called Dede Kukut. He and his men swept across the earth, conquering lands far and wide. And as his power and wealth grew, so did his pride. He began to believe that he was invincible, and perhaps even immortal. After one particularly great victory in battle, he held a feast in his palace for 7 days and 7 nights on end, and on the 7th night he called for the music and dancing to cease, and he made the following speech. Men, we have conquered all before us. There is no force on earth that can hold us back. We are the greatest army that has ever lived and fought. I challenge all creation to stand and fight us, and still we shall prevail, so long as I, Dede Kukut, am your leader. And when the leader had finished speaking, there was cheering and uproar throughout the palace, and the celebrations continued among great merriment and rejoicing. But God was also listening to the proud speech of Dede Kukut, and he was displeased at his arrogance and boasting. And so God ordered Azrael, his angel of death, to visit Dede Kukut and to take his soul. Azrael flew into the palace and stood on the table where Dede Kukut was feasting. The leader looked up at the intruder and said, Dark warrior, why do you stand before me so insolently? And Azrael replied, I am not one to answer for the likes of you, for I am to punish your arrogance and boasting. Dede Kukut was far from used to hearing such defiance and rude words directed at him. He was filled with rage and jumped up onto the table, meaning to cut off the head of the dark stranger. But before he could do so, Azrael changed into the form of a bird and flew out of the window. Dede Kukut rushed to the stables and ordered his horse to be saddled immediately. Soon he was charging out of the palace in pursuit of the angel. First, he saw him in the moonlight, standing on the highest tower of the palace. Then he saw him take off with a wingspan greater than any bird he had ever seen before. He charged after him, flying arrows and hurling javelins into the sky, but none of them came near the dark bird. He pursued him out of the city and into the forest. Deeper and deeper into the forest he went, following the terrible screeches and cries of the bird, when suddenly the angel appeared before him. At last you are mine, Dede Kukut said, meaning to run him through with his lance. No, you are mine, said the figure before him, for I am Azrael, the angel of death, and I have come for your soul. You boasted that you were immortal and invincible. Now the moment of your death has come, O arrogant one." At these words, Dede Kukut threw himself on the ground before the angel and said, "Now that I look death in the face, I understand the arrogance of my life. But I beseech you, kind angel, spare me. Give back to me the remaining years of my youth and strength, and I swear through my words and my deeds I will prove that I have learned my lesson." And the angel replied, "I am not to decide such things. I am but a messenger from the Almighty." And Dede Kukut cried out, "Then get out of my way and stop wasting my time." And he fell on the ground again and prayed to God. "Forgive my boasting, O Lord of all creation, and give me another chance." And God heard his words and was pleased. And he ordered the angel to spare Dede Kukut his life, on condition that he could find another who was ready of his own free will to give up his own life for that of Dede Kukut. Dede Kukut rode back to the palace a changed man. He felt sure that all he had to do was to ask his father to take his place in death, for he was an old man and had never refused his son anything. But when he came before his father and gave him his request, his father replied,
"My son, I have struggled all my life so that I can enjoy my old age. I am sorry, but I am not ready to die in your place."
And Dede Kukut was surprised and disappointed. But he thought surely his mother would not refuse him anything. But when he asked her, she said, "Oh, my son, I have already given my life to you many times. When I gave birth to you, when I fed you with my own milk, when I took care of you. Now the rest of my life belongs at your father's side as company for his old age." And the young warrior was disappointed and distraught. He returned to his chamber and prepared to die. But when his young and beautiful wife saw him, she asked what troubled him, and he said,
"Beloved, the angel of death is about to take my life unless I can find someone willing to die in my place. And yet it seems that even my parents, who have previously never refused me anything, are not willing to do this for me, and so I have no escape. I must bid you farewell, for I am about to die."
And when she heard these words, his wife replied, "Look no further. Why did you not ask me? I love you so much that I will gladly give what even your own father and mother have refused. Take my life so that yours can be spared." And when the warrior heard these words of true and unblenching love, tears came to his eyes. He fell on his knees and prayed to God again, saying,
"Great Lord, forgive me. Take my life and spare that of my wife, for she has faced death more calmly and bravely than I."
And God again was pleased to hear these words. and he decided to spare both Dede Kukut and his wife. And they lived a long and blessed life, and there was peace and prosperity throughout his lands. And God wrote on the palms of the angel of death in letters of light, "In the name of God, most merciful and kind." And he ordered the angel that whenever he must take the soul of one of the faithful, he must show to him those letters so that his soul might come out of his body and return to its maker, like light returning to its source. And that's the story from Turkey of Dede Kukut. Bertie would like to thank Adem for sending it in to us. And we hope that he and the children in his school continue to enjoy our stories from all over the world. So for now, from me, Natasha, and everyone at storynori.com, bye-bye!